It ain't like that. I know.
Area 54. Bouncing off satellites. Stereophonically streaming zeros and O's to planet Earth.
Dive.
54 rising. Good evening. Welcome to Area 54. It's Tim and Mike with you, the chill show here on 94.7 FM Alternative Portland. Just heard music from Nikki and the Dove from Sweden. We played Mother Protect, the Gold Room remix of that song. Cicada in there with Trix. Now, before that, with You Forever. We have Fujiya and Miyagi with In One Ear and Out the Other. It's kind of what it's like when I listen to Tim.
Oh, yeah?
Transparent Things. What? And Tosca, brand new music. Brand new music off of Out of Here. Played Open Sky. New album from those guys. What do you think?
I think vocals are just unbelievable. Who would... There's just so many, but you know that in Austria, there's got to be some people that can sing. Why did they choose everybody that couldn't sing? It's a pretty groovy album. I mean, if you actually just you know,
musically, it's fine, but it's like the vocals are horrible.
Well, the song that we played before, after Tosca tonight, Fuji by Fujiya Miyagi. This album, Transparent Things, is a few years old, and you know, was when it came out, you know, people really loved it because it was a good groove. They didn't love the vocals on it. He was kind of this somewhat talking, kind of mumbling guy, you know. But he sounds so much more melodic than anything on this Tosca album. It's amazing. That's kind of why I put these two together, because, you know, they were supposed to be the bottom of the barrel of, you know, bands that had really good groove with mediocre vocals, but Tosca one-upped them with Out of Here. Still pretty cool album, though. I still like, you know, the fact that they've kind of picked it up a little bit. And, you know, maybe what they're going to do is they're going to release it with, you know, just without vocals so that people can sing over it themselves. And it might be really good then.
The instrumental version of it.
That's a terrible review, isn't it?
Oh, man. So their old record label, K7, introduced the Kruder and Dorfmeister Sessions. That was almost 20 years ago. It's finally available on iTunes now, and they remastered it.
Cool.
And it has they added two extra songs on it that aren't on the original one, and they're from Count Basic, and they suck.
Oh,
it's like,
great.
What are they doing?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, just leave good enough alone.
Yep.
That was a great. But I think most people already have that on CD or on vinyl. It's a little late, and it says it's remastered for iTunes. I don't know what that means.
Why would you want to remaster? You can't really remaster an album like that. It was masterful to begin with. I don't know what you could do to it. Anyway, of course, you and I'll probably be checking it out to see what we think, because, you know, we'll have an opinion about it.
Yeah, but I think with the Sessions, it was, you know, I think how many of their own songs were on there? Scooter and Dorfmeister was all their remix of other artists.
Of other artists.
So yeah,
they're
good at producing music. They just suck at the vocal part of it.
Yeah. It's just not their strength. They're more producers than writers or you know. Obviously, the vocals and their words aren't that great either.
But how hard is it to find a good vocalist? Well, you know, and then write some decent lyrics. I mean, they're just stupid lyrics too.
I don't know. You'd think it seems like they're a dime a dozen, but maybe they're not. You listen to our show. I think we have a lot of really good vocalists that we play on our show. Speaking of which, on our next set, Keep Shelley in Athens, they have a new vocalist that's pretty cool, I think. Mike doesn't like her, but I think she's
great. Oh, I didn't say I didn't like her.
We're gonna play a song.
I hate her.
nothing that extreme. A song by Keep Shelley in Athens up next is called Stay Away. It's off their album At Home. It's Tim, Mike, Area 54, Chill Show.